Teen Life. Teen Poems. Listening F. Interview with Phil.
Young Focus, a teenage magazine, has met Phil, a teenager who is not really like everybody else, or at least he says he is different in his poem. Listen and find out if what he says in his poem is really true. Take down notes while you listen.
Hi, Phil. We are so happy that you wanted to speak to us. So, tell us something about yourself, like where you're from.
I'm from Chicago. You know, I mentioned Sears in the poem. You know, the big famous shopping mall.
Oh, right. So, you say in your poem that you do some pretty strange things. Is it true that you put carrots in your ears?
Yeah, I did that once because I forgot my earplugs for a concert.
Really? Did it work?
Nah, it didn't work at all. People told me I looked stupid. I didn't care about that, but I got hungry, so I ended up eating them.
Oh, I see. What about your hair, then? Have you ever tie-dyed it green?
I sure did, but my grandma wasn't too happy about that. I ruined her best skirt because I wore it over my shirt.
Why would you wear a skirt over a shirt?
Didn't want to get my shirt tie-dyed, did I?
But you didn't really dance naked down the stairs, did you?
Nah, I danced all right, but I kept my clothes on. It just sounded good in the poem.
Yes, your poem does have a point or two.
I know, that's why I wrote it. I'm me. No one is ever going to change that.
No, well said, and what a good way to end the interview. Thank you for speaking to us, Phil, and good luck in the future. Try to stay away from your grandma's clothes, though.
I sure will. She won't let me in the house anyway. I sort of spilled the tie-dye on her kitchen floor, too.